Everybody remember organic evolution? In the beginning, man was an amoeba floating in a primordial soup pond. One day a lightning bolt struck the amoeba, and the amoeba began to evolve. Pretty soon it grew little gill slits, and out comes a little tail and little fins, okay? And after a while, the gill slits fell off, and the tail went away, and little fins fell off, and faced little wings, began to fly around. Pretty soon it landed on the ground, began to be little feet, pretty soon to get little posable thumbs, man began to grunt and groan. And you got Peking man and Cro-Magnon man and Brass Band. At the end, you got a guy in a suit and a briefcase. Now, that, in a nutshell, is organic evolution. Done very quickly, okay? And the reason why you laughed is because there's absolutely no evidence of what I just did. Our Bible tells us that our faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you and I look out the window, Vern. Where'd you go? Okay. You and I look out the window, and what do we see? What's the evidence? Cows producing cows, chickens producing chickens, and lemons producing lemons. But the unbeliever comes along and says, I know that's what you see with your eyes, but billions of years ago. Now, who's operating on no evidence? He is. They are. We're the one that are responding to the evidence. You're the one that slept it off into millions of years ago that nobody can prove one way or another, so you can go ahead and go to Dairy Queen and have a hamburger and go home. In Hebrew thinking, you know those people that wrote the Bible? Okay. In Hebrew thinking, spring and fall is seed time and harvest. Everything focuses around the times I plant the seed and the times that I gather it and reap it. Okay. And eat it. And then I plant another seed. That's how it goes. That's a what? Cycle. I'm going to propose to you even that a biblical generation is not numbers. Okay? It's not because you can come up with at least six. I remember three of them. I don't remember the other three. At least six different numerical evidences of a generation. Some say it's 38. Some say it's 40. Some say it's 20. Biblically, a generation is from a seed to a seed. That's a biblical generation. How do I know that? Look outside the window. Okay. Start out with a seed, and then you produce a child, okay, and he's got your seed, and he grows up and produces a child. From a seed to a seed is a generation. So in other words, it differs. It's different with sheep than it is with people, than it is with tadpoles. Okay? And that's why you have various numbers in the Bible that seem all to point to a generation. Okay? Because they're different. Now, this is the problem. I just described that to you. We've been duped into this kind of thinking. Okay? And I just illustrated that to you. Okay? Now, even though we laughed at that because there's no evidence of that yet, our major religious system in America is in perfect harmony with that thought process. In the beginning was the primitive Jew, with all his Sabbaths and his dietary laws and all his festivals. But pretty soon the Sabbaths fell off and were replaced with Sunday. And the Feast of the Lord fell off and were replaced with Christmas and Easter. And the dietary laws fell off and were replaced with crab legs and ham sandwiches. And man began to evolve into Protestantism and Catholicism began to grunt and groan. At the end you got Christian man. Now, that was offensive to some. But you know it's the truth. That's exactly what we teach theologically. And here's how we express it. That was in the Old Testament. Our primitive Jewish relatives and distant descendants, they are the ones that had those things. But those have all fallen off and were replaced with these. We don't do those things anymore. We've evolved now. You see, the reason why the Jews had dietary laws is because they have shorter intestines than we do. But we've evolved and have longer intestines, so now we can digest the pork. We can digest the crab legs. And I'm quoting from one of the early church fathers, by the way. That's not something I made up. Okay? The Jews had a Sabbath because they were lazy and needed a day off. I'm serious. These are the kind of things that many of our so-called early church papas... See, I'm going to submit to you, most of the church is following the early church fathers and not the Bible. That's where the source of it comes from. Yeah, every time you want to verify something, you quote an early church father. Most of the rabbis in Judaism do the same thing. Instead of quoting the Bible, they quote Rabbi so-and-so and this and so-and-so and so forth. Okay? They've done just as much adding and taking away from the Bible as Christianity has. I'm not pointing the finger at any one thing. We're going to stand and be accountable for what we've done with the Scriptures.